Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
Ah, there we go, Dana. The first cup is poured. I hope it's a big cup for you.
Man, ginormous cup.
I have a feeling with our little show prep that we just did 2 seconds ago, this is going to be an interesting one.
Yes, it is. It's going to be fun.
Yes. So we don't have an interview today. We are working on that. And also next week is the CISFA exec board meeting. So it was a little harder for me to pull people away from our board to fill in. But also I know I talked to you, right, about last week about trying to get one of our student workers in on the show.
So sadly, none of them were available for this morning. But again, we're working on getting them on here so we can have ultra shenanigans. I mean, yes, so that we can talk about, you know,
the student perspective on financial aid shenanigans. Listen to
absolutely.
You right away off the rails, you know. Well, you know, let's hope we can get one of them on soon. Otherwise, we'll have to let them all go and get new ones.
Oh no, don't say that.
And the whole thing of the hiring will be, are you available on a Friday morning for a taping of a podcast? And if the answer is no, I've got classes. Like, I hope you have a good life.
Oh man, that's you as cold as ice.
That's right. Well, cold as ice is nice until you get to the winter. Not that winter's ever coming to California, I think.
Right. Oh, but you know what? I don't know how it is on your side, Dennis. It's a pretty gloomy day today.
It is.
You know, I think from the heat. Yeah.
I think we're going to be like low 70s here in Hollywood for most of the day. So,
alrighty.
I think you guys might be a little warmer out there out in the San Fernando Valley.
Yes, on my side of the hood. Yes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, but it feels nice. It's certainly a great break from the heat we've been experiencing. And man, but the only thing is, like you say, it's a little gloomy, a little dark, you know.
Exactly. The lighting in here, not that people can see us because the video show we'd have to sell of this.
yeah.
But yes, I'm in under a unflattering light right now.
Oh, man.
On top of the fact that I got a haircut, I glow now like I'm a ghost.
Oh, okay.
Or what's that, Cousin Fester from Adam's Family?
From the Adam's Family?
Yeah, I'm not getting enough sunlight, I think.
Oh, wow. So yeah. That's that shiny thing coming through on your video. That's your head. That's your forehead. Mm.
you thought you were talking to Jim Norton, the comedian, right?
Oh, apparently, right?
Yeah, no. That's what my head looks like now.
That's what your head looks like.
One of the funniest guys. A little too blue for us to bring him on the show. I don't know if you've ever seen Jim Norton's comedic act.
But, no, I haven't. Oh. I haven't. Okay.
Go out and look for it. It's very blue. Very blue.
Alrighty.
But anyways, no interview today. But we have some good news. So the state of California, through the state system office, our chancellor's office, is working on an emergency aid fund for our AB 540 students. So it took a little while for them to get to this, but they are finally doing it. And we're just we're working through the details of it right now. It's like every school's just got to apply, and then they'll figure out who's going to get the money from there. So I think that's good news for our students.
I think that's excellent.
Because we know we definitely have AB 540 students at Mission College.
Oh, yeah.
Most of our colleges do. And again, it'll vary a bit. And as we understand from the little bit of information this state has sent out, the money will then be proportionally divided up among schools according to your AB 540 student counts. So hopefully we'll get that soon, get that all figured out.
All right. And then, Dennis, you mentioned that, did you say schools have to apply for it? Or
yeah, it's due today, I believe. It's a very simple form. It's literally just your contact information and a little thing that you mark that says, I read and understand what the money's for. And then you submit it to the state. The form did come from Gina Brown over there at the state chancellor's office, sent out to all the financial aid directors. So we got ours in. Don't worry, we got ours in. In fact, I might have. In fact, I may have sent it twice because I may have read one of the fields wrong and put like my email instead of our school name or something.
Okay. So, well, as long as they get it, and I trust you. I know that you got that form in on time.
Yes, we did. It was a big discussion for a few minutes among some financial aid directors in our district and outside of it about, do we fill this out? Does somebody else fill this out? Do we want to apply for it? And the answer generally is just do it and then, you know, figure it out from there.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's about most of the good news that I know on the financial aid front. On my side, I don't know if I told you, I bought myself a nice used audio mixer.
All right. Okay. Okay. Vintage. What kind of mixer? Vintage. Okay.
It's a brand called Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y. It's a Kelsey 12 plus 2 Pro, probably built in the 70s.
All right.
So 12 meaning that it's got 12 inputs on it, you know, microphones, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2 just means it's stereo because they have their original one from like the early 70s was apparently a mono mixing board.
Okay. So, Dennis, what's so special about this mixing board that you just had to get it?
Well, one, it was priced right. It was reasonably priced, and it's been on eBay for a while. So I didn't want to say I took advantage of the owner, but I'm sure he was like, one more thing to get out of the house.
Okay.
But what it is it's the same exact model that I used the first time I ever got into any kind of audio production back in junior high. Because in like 1980-81, can't remember exactly, we moved from the Milwaukee area a couple hours north in Wisconsin, and we're at new schools, so we're brand new everywhere. And so at the high school, the science teacher was the AV guy, and I was in the science class and could see I had some interest in science stuff, and asked me if I wanted to work on the plays that they were doing.
Okay.
For the junior high. And so sure, I'm not an acting type. I can't memorize lines. And I probably would be a bad actor too. I don't know. I just can't see me being very good. But So I got to do the AV stuff, the audio and the lighting, and so I guess remember this board, and I guess happened to be trolling out on eBay one day just to see if I could remember what was the name of it. Cuz I couldn't remember who made it. And it didn't look like some of the other bigger brands that are out there, Tascam, Ramza, Soundcraft, all these other ones that have been around forever. And then I just happened to stumble across it, and this guy had it there for many, many months. And it finally came in, a little dirty, all the little pots, they call it, you know, the little turning knobs, little grindy there on some of them.
Okay.
So a little bit of cleanup to do. But it did, when I turned on the power, it did work.
Nice.
So, I see it someday that maybe if it does really work.
Okay.
And we have a podcast where we have to do a gigantic round table.
All right.
And we have enough microphones and cables.
Right.
We can now plug in maybe 11, maybe 12, because I think one of the channels is broken.
Okay.
Extra microphones.
That is so awesome.
So yeah, that's a good news on that.
Yeah. And it sounds like a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, Dennis, you're always preaching the gospel of, you know, sound quality.
Yes.
And I think you've mentioned it a couple of times on the show, but do you have any suggestions for those that are listening, like how they could up their sound game?
Well, I think especially if you're doing just Zoom meetings alone, you know, if you're talking about upping your sound for Zoom meetings, if you're using Cranium Cafe at some of your schools there, if you're doing presentations on Citrix, WebEx, all these other products out there, I would certainly suggest looking into getting yourself a good microphone. And again, a good microphone doesn't have to cost you $1 million. The microphones me and Dana use here, I don't think it's too big to say what it is. They're Rode microphones. It looks like R-O-D-E, but it looks like Rode is like the O looks like the zero with the line through it. But they're from Rode, and they make a ton of microphones. There's other ones out there like Blue. I think there's like Blue Ball or a White Ball microphone. It's like a little, literally looks like a silver ball, a little more retro. But get yourself a good microphone. And then if it doesn't have a USB output, which is fantastic if it does, because then you can just plug it in your computer, and most computers will just recognize it as the new microphone to use. What I would suggest then is, you know, look at, there's, you know, I got for you, remember, Dana, we got you a little audio mixer.
Yes, uh-huh.
That's got a microphone input. And the reason is this is what people forget about. When you plug in something like tape deck, if anyone knows what that is, or a CD player, if anyone knows what that is, uh-huh. Or iPod even in some cases, oh my goodness, all these things are gone away.
Oh my God.
And you plug it into what they're obsolete, call, you know, those red and white RCA jacks, as we used to call them. Those are all high level outputs that computers and other things work well with. A microphone has a lower level output, so the sound out of it coming out of it is very low. So it's not easy to just plug it into a computer and get good sound out of it. And so one of the things, that little audio mixer I bought you, and I'll try to put some of this in the show notes.
Okay.
Is it's got what's called a microphone preamp. So microphones kind of need a amplifier before the amplifier. So that preamp, in a sense, boosts the sound of the microphone because it's so quiet, in a sense, coming out of it before it even goes into the main part of the computer where you have your little sound controls. And so that's probably the two things I would say. Get that. Headphone-wise, it's up to you. I see people still using pods and the ones that come with their phones oftentimes. Mm-hmm. The only thing in using that, when you're using the microphone on it, and I've seen this with too many people, the sound quality is not good, and sometimes the sound level isn't very high. Whereas you got a lot more control if you've got a nice microphone set up. And again, it's funny how, you know, there's a couple people on our campus, Dana, right, that definitely have that kind of setup.
Oh, yeah, it's really, really nice. Uh-huh.
And so they, you know, people then start to say, just like with me, because I'll use our setup here for Zoom meetings on campus, mm-hmm. and such, that, wow, it sounds so good. Yes, it took a little bit of money, and I've got a little more equipment because I'm doing things, for example, like doing the podcasts and then doing the Zoom meetings, and then using this also when I do financial aid nights, because we're doing all those remote. I figure I should at least have some good sound quality for people, because you can really tell the difference. And I know this because we did some high school council workshops.
Yep, over the weekend.
Already for the, no, these are the ones that we did over the last few weeks for the high school counselors.
Yes, uh-huh.
And so a couple of them where people were using the built-in microphones on their computer.
The
muffled sound really doesn't help when you're trying to talk to a group of 200, 300, 400, and in some cases almost 500 high school counselors.
Absolutely.
On a subject, because you might be moving fast. You know, these different technologies also are not fail safe. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, anyone on a Zoom or other type of meeting, their video could freeze up. Even if they got the world's fastest internet, your audio quality could dip out. All kinds of things like that could happen. But if you can try to alleviate some of those things ahead of time, then you can really get going on, you know, presenting your material.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
Oh, no, I was just going to just co-sign and just say that it truly does make a difference, especially if you are running a number of workshops or attending a number of meetings, because you always want to make sure that your message is, you know, getting through to whoever your audience is, you know, especially the number like you just mentioned.
Yes, audio makes such a difference as possible, you know, because people can only crank it up so much. Right. You can't understand. So please, people, if you can avoid it while doing major presentations, don't use the little pods that go in your ear that are made of air. I didn't want to use the name. Or the ones that come with your phone that might be on a white cable and all white pieces in your ear that look like little pods of some sort. You know, if you can avoid using those kind of things and use something slightly quality, more higher quality, all the better. And again, there's so many good choices out there if you look for what they might call like a USB microphone. And some of them, again, they look really cool and retro. If you've ever seen an old Johnny Carson show or even a modern day Conan, as in Conan O'Brien show, mm-hmm. you'll see how they got that microphone on the desk.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they're actually in use. Sometimes they still have the little clip-on mic somewhere on the host and all. But those are the kind of microphones that if you can have something like that, really will improve your sound. So it's like, yeah, those are my suggestions out there for people, Dana, you know, as far as how they can make themselves sound as good as us. That and then work on your voice, you know, and morning again for us guys out there. Morning is again where you have your lower registers until you get into the day and it starts to disappear and then you're, you know, up here. But that's a whole nother thing. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, Dana. I don't know what more to say on that. I say this is a good time for a little musical break, and then let's
All right.
come back for our second cup.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Oh, a little late there with the pour. Had to go find a coffee mug there and all, you know.
It's one of those mornings we're just letting it fly. We're just having a good time.
Moving along here, you know. Yeah. I got to say. So I was going to ask you, is there anything really exciting going on with you or anything that gives you hope for a better day, a better tomorrow?
Man, Dennis, ain't nothing going on over here but the rent.
Wow. Wait, you're one of the people left actually paying your rent?
I paid my rent.
Yeah. Wow. You know, if anything, that probably makes you one of the best people in your complex, I'm going to say.
That's because people don't know. Okay, so I think I mentioned this before on the show. So I live with my mom. I'm one of those kids that... I told my mom I'm never leaving.
Hold on a second. Is this court ordered?
No.
This would make such a great TV show.
By choice. This is by choice, man.
Or podcast. We're going to have to get your mother on the podcast.
Oh, man. She would. Oh, man. That would be really interesting. But, you know, I come from a single family dwelling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just being me and my mom, ride or die for life. So maybe not for life, but. But anyway, so like she's the one in charge of all the bills and stuff, man.
Okay.
So every 15th and 30th, the wow. first thing out of her mouth is, where's my check, Dana?
Wow. You mean you're not Venmoing her or Zelling money over to her?
You know what? I showed her how to do Venmo. Uh-huh. She's not about that life. She's old school checks. I need my check.
Wow.
So I can go to the credit union and deposit it.
I used it for the longest time. Obviously, I have a checking account, mm-hmm. and I would have checks. And the last time I bought them, they were really cool, retro-looking ones. Okay. But now I'm stuck with them. But I used it for the longest time, keep like just like a book of like the 20, 25 or whatever mm-hmm. checks.
Just to have on hand, yeah.
Yeah, in my little money bag that I kept in my book bag, just in case. And then at some point, it was like, when's the last time I wrote one of these? And I literally couldn't remember.
Did you freak out when you saw them? Like, did you like?
I was like, why are these here? Truly, I just couldn't figure out. But you're right. When it comes to this Venmo Zen Zell world.
She's not about it. No.
I can see it even with my friends. And again, my friends are on the older side of 40 or, you know, or they're over 40 mostly. So some are hip and some aren't, but, mm-hmm. and I'm semi-hip in the sense that I know how to use them, but I don't use them a lot, except for when you're like, you know, trying to, you know, extract money from me for somebody's birthday in the office.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Graduation.
Oh, yes, sir.
All that good stuff. But, I mean, it was like literally yesterday. Where, today is a friend's birthday. And so we, me and a couple other friends were like, let's get them a gift certificate to Vroman's, which is a local bookstore in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Independently owned.
I've been there a couple of times. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Really nice. Great selection. And also we're like, because we know this person is a real reader.
Okay.
But one of the friends that I'd forgotten to talk to earlier in the week, when we were talking some other things, I texted him. Kevin, we're going in on the gift card and all. If you're interested, it's $20. Literally like 30 seconds later, I get the Zelle thing indicating he's moved already $20 to me.
Yep. Isn't just it like awesome?
Because I knew he's high tech and would understand all that.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a different world. Whereas some other friends are like, oh, I'll just get you on Friday with the money. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because we're going to, you know, like pass somewhere where we're going to be eating. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Not a problem. But yeah, it's interesting. those who understand and then those who can't figure out, are they a Zelle or a Venmo or a something else according to the bank they use? Because some banks now are just automatically tied in.
Right.
With one, both, or the other. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think what it is going back to moms there, is, you know, she's old school, and they have a certain type of system that they use, and it works for them. And it's freaking accurate. Like, so, like, for her to deviate from that, I think is just too much, you know?
Oh, I got it. I mean, I have there's an older man who goes to the cigar shop, who's been going there for a long time, probably since, let's say, they invented cigars. And he's a funny guy, nice guy, all that good stuff. But he always wants a receipt. I always see this from the counter because I always hear him say, don't forget I get a receipt to the shopkeep. But one day we're talking, he keeps a register. You know, the old style, you know, thing that comes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. 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 Wow.
And I asked him, you know, so you do that. He goes, heck yeah. I've been doing it for, you know, 60 years or whatever. Yeah. And he says it's always funny because he uses them so regularly. He's got to go to the bank and ask for more all the time.
Oh, man.
And as he figures, he's probably the last person asking for them.
I think he is, too.
You know?
Yeah. Dennis, I don't even remember the last time I was inside a bank.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know you can do all your banking literally at the kiosk now.
Like, pretty much. The only thing I've ever done to go into a bank, unless they've sent it to me ahead of time, has been to get new cards. Because I've had like a card. I had a bad wallet, and both of my, checking debit card and the credit card for the account, my credit with that bank credit card, both cards were getting cracked. And so I was afraid they were going to fall apart. So I went to the bank to take care of that and, you know, put in the order for the new ones. So that's about the last time I did. And that was, yeah, you're right. Probably a couple years ago, maybe.
Yeah, long time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a very long time.
Man, you know what we should do is when we have the student workers on,
even though
people, you know, we're not video recorded, but we should still do it just to get the sound, is we should show them pictures of checkbooks.
Yes.
And see what they think they
are. See if they can identify it?
Yes. What is this?
Yes.
What do you do with this?
You know, that might not be a bad quiz for our younger people. Like, it's just random words.
First, yes.
You know, this is probably one of those things that, you know, grinds my gears, which is, you know, we've gone from the world where words meant something and were spelled correctly to as soon as we hit Google, which everyone should know is not the way you spell Google, the scientific term. But I'm not going to tell you how it is spelled.
Dennis.
To
keep the information.
Look, Venmo, Zelle, Quibi, all these, you know, new made up words. And it should be like a game show thing we'll do with people. And then we'll also put their checkbook register. And so we'll give you the word and we'll go Quibi. And you'll have to say short form videos available through the internet or something through streaming. Okay. And then we'll say checkbook register, and you'll have to know what it is. And if you don't know the answer, you don't get a point.
You don't get the point.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we'll see if people can identify things like that. So we may have to dig deep. Like TikTok. I know what TikTok is. Yes, don't worry. I'm not that out of place. But people might not know that what it is. Okay. Or, you know, back in the day, Snapchat. Or I'm trying to think of all those other things out
there.
All
the platforms. Yeah. There's because, you know, there is quite a bit of them.
Exactly.
I like this. This is a cool idea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's cleaner and less morose than my other idea, which is always live or dead.
You know, okay.
You know, you
live or dead.
Like, you know, you name a celebrity or politician.
Oh,
and you have to instantly answer, are they live or dead?
Are they alive or dead? Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
The old ones, the old standby from my era, which, you know, a whole extra 10 years or so older than some of the people out here. Abe Vigoda and B. Arthur. Because I'm pretty sure those two, most people wouldn't know if they were alive or dead at any given time.
I think B. Arthur, I think, is passed.
She's passed.
Yeah, yeah.
I
now,
I think Abe Vigoda's passed.
Yeah?
I don't know for sure.
I'm going to look this up on the internet.
Let's do it this way. We're going to do a musical interlude. We'll see if we can find this information.
Okay.
And we're back. We're back.
And did you find it?
Amazingly, I did. And as we get our last sip in here for the last minute or so of the show, unfortunately, yes, Mr. Vigoda passed away in 2016.
Yeah.
So now this means it's only been 4 years and people have not known, probably, that Mr. Vigoda had passed.
Or
you know, for those that don't know, you know, he was famous for being on the TV show Barney Miller, you know, playing a detective and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But I believe he was also in one of the Godfather movies. It's not The Godfather.
Come on, The Godfather. Yes.
So if people don't remember him as Salvatore in that movie, don't forget that.
The best.
So talk about great transition, movies, TV, of course, he always looked like he was an older man. He probably could have been a child actor. He was born in 1921. Could have been a child actor in the 30s. And probably people would be like, who's this 8-year-old who's going bald? And has 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, man.
Just a great actor. Just a great actor overall. Mm-hmm. Well, Dana, any I Dare You Two ideas?
Now that you mentioned The Godfather, if you have not watched it or you have watched it, you need to go ahead and just let's watch it again. All three.
I'm gonna
maybe not all three. At least the first one.
Oh, we're gonna get into look. We don't have enough time for that today.
We don't. But, we really don't.
No, I mean the clock is ticking on us, and I'm gonna be fading up the music here very shortly. But that might have to be another beyond the I Dare You Two about one, two, or three.
Two or three.
Yeah. One and two,
yeah.
One and three,
because Dennis, I had to catch myself because I, you know, because like you said, should you do one and two? Should you do all three? Should you just, you know, maybe just the one.
I'm a if you know from my musical collection, we'll talk on another show on this. I'm a completist, which means as I collect like an album or two from an artist, I try to get them all sometimes.
Okay,
I say one, two, and three.
Okay,
go full bore.
We're going to talk about this next time.
We will. Well, we are coming to the end here. So I want to thank our guests, which is really my co-host here, Dana, for joining us here on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, guys, remember to check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please go ahead and follow us on Twitter.
For this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcasts.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on the Apple Podcasts app. And you can always find our episodes at wbcisfa.com. wbccsf.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's the words pod and bean as one word.
You can send us feedback or feed us topics you want to hear on the show. Just go ahead and email us at wbccsfaaa@gmail.com.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dana and myself.
This has been episode number 27, recorded the morning of Friday, October 9th, 2020. Have a great day.
And everyone, have a great weekend.